Now I'm joined on the telephone by Paula Lawler, who is the National Programme Manager for the organisation Suicide or Survive. You're very welcome, Paula, and thank you for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM.
Great to talk to you, Michael. Thanks a million for having me on.
Oh, pleasure, Paula. Now, can you tell our listeners something about the history of Suicide or Survive and how it was founded, and maybe a little bit about the work that you do?
Sure, yeah. Suicide or Survive was founded 15 years ago by our current CEO, Caroline McGuigan. And she founded the organisation based on her own experience of struggles with her mental health and a very serious suicide attempt. And then what helped her, what made a difference to her in terms of her recovery and research that she did and other people that she met who have who are on that journey in life.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And she started the organisation by setting up the Eden Programme. And the Eden Programme was specifically for people who have attempted or contemplated suicide. And that came from Caroline's experience and the experience of lots of other people. And very much about helping people to build their own resources, to take charge of their own mental health, to learn how to do that, to build supports for themselves that are meaningful to them, and to move away from suicide as an option of choice in times of crisis. That was our very first programme.
Okay, Paula. Paula, the statistics indicate a really serious problem with suicide in Ireland. Have you any indications to possible root causes of the problem?
Oh, look, I think it's as individual for anybody. Do you know, Michael, I think there are lots of different reasons why people go down that road. And you know, I think people lose hope.
Yes.
The kind of common theme really is that people maybe take that route when they lose hope. So our organisation is very much about helping people to build their hope and to hold on to their hope and looking at ways of supporting people so they don't become hopeless and they don't lose that sense that there is, that anybody can come through a difficult time. And that while, no matter how difficult your struggles are, there's always a way through it.
Right.
And that you can, and people can and do recover and go on and live very meaningful and full lives in a way that suits them.
Yes, by pure coincidence, a blogger I know from her blogs, who is somebody I know, even a friend of mine, and I know Suicide Survive or Survive was a great help to her, and she mentions this in her articles. But I've also seen a blog by Suicide and Survive that more people die by suicide in Ireland than are actually in car crashes. If the amount of people who died by suicide was the car death statistics, there would be an absolute hue and cry. Something like 500 deaths a year, is that correct?
That's right, Michael. It's an absolute tragedy. And, you know, what we really need is for communities to pull together and as a community of people that we tackle this issue and that we prioritise this issue and that we give people the supports and services that they require to help them through really difficult times. And we send the message out to people that you can come through this and there are lots of things that you can do. And there are actually lots of supports out there. Sometimes it can be difficult to access those supports, but it is about, look, you can come through this.
Right.
That message needs to be out there. And we need to break down the stigma because, you know, a huge issue for people when they're struggling with their mental health is that they're afraid to talk about it. There's still a huge stigma attached to mental health. And even though we're talking about mental health much more now, which is fantastic, very often we're talking about mental health as a concept or something that belongs to other people.
Yes, okay.
And we're not talking about our own mental health. And every single one of us has mental health.
Sure.
It's what makes us happy and joyous and what makes us love life. And it's also what makes us feel anxious and down and have a difficult time.
Yes.
So your mental health runs a full spectrum, but everybody has mental health. And as soon as we realise that and actually start talking about mental health as a normal, everyday issue, and that struggles with your mental health are part of life. Do you know?
Yeah, yes.
Actually, it's okay. People can go and look for help. That it doesn't mean anything bad about you or negative about you if you're struggling. You're just struggling.
Yes. Paula, I know that you have a new wellness initiative called RAP, which that your clients can apply to assist them. Can you tell our listeners something about this initiative?
Yeah, Michael, we've been running the RAP program for quite a number of years now, and RAP originated in the United States and came again from personal experience of people who struggled with their mental health and then moved forward with their lives, and sometimes struggled again and moved forward with their lives. And RAP is, it's Wellness Recovery Action Planning. And the idea behind RAP is that people actually come on a program for 2.5 days. It runs over a 3-week period, and they develop their own wellness recovery action plan. So it's very much about taking charge of your mental health, and developing your own personally tailored plan that you've written for you. So it goes right the way from what do I need to do every day to maintain my mental health? To how do I know if I'm beginning to slip a bit, if my mental health, if I'm beginning to struggle a bit, and what can I do? What works for me? So what can I do that will help to pull me back?
Yes.
And if I struggle even more, because sometimes you will, because life throws stuff at you, that's very difficult, what can I do then? Right the way through to crisis. If I go into crisis, what do I need? What supports are of benefit to me? Who do I need to support me? And through to post-crisis, when I'm coming out of crisis, what do I need then? How do I go by taking charge of my life again? So you develop your own plan that takes you right the way through from day-to-day mental health maintenance to crisis and post-crisis planning. And RAP is for everybody. It's not just for people who've struggled with their mental health, because we all have the potential to struggle with our mental health. But what it does is you write down your own plan, and that you can add to over time and change over time.
Yes.
And I try and do the program every year myself, for myself. I facilitate the program, but I also do it for myself because it's a hugely beneficial tool to help you just keep on top of your mental health.
Okay. So this plan is more aimed at people taking charge of their own mental health rather than being passive and relying on others to do the work for them. So that if you're ill, you would go to a psychologist or a psychoanalyst or a psychotherapist, and they would guide you through the drama, whereas in this case, you get the tools to do it yourself. Is that correct?
Well, it includes both. It's both. It's about what can I do myself? When do I need to look for support? And what support is best suited to me? So it's about, okay, what can I do for myself on a day-to-day basis? And when I notice that my mental health begins to slide, what can I do for myself? But also, how do I mobilise the right type of support for me? So it's both.
Okay.
Taking personal responsibility and saying, yeah, my mental health is mine. So, I need to take charge of it for myself. But I also need to take charge of how I look for support and who I look to for support and what support is most beneficial to me. So there are a number of pillars that underpin the RAP program that have been found through research all over the world to be the things that seem to make a difference to people in terms of recovery and their hope, and we've spoken about hope, support, making sure that you have support that's working for you, and that can be different people and different things at different times. Again, the personal responsibility, it's my mental health and I need to be able to take charge of that. And then education about myself, what works for me, what doesn't work for me, what's helpful, what's not, how do I know when I'm beginning to slide, what are the signs for me, and also education about the system and where supports are and how do I use those best for myself, whatever they are.
Right.
And then self-advocacy, which is how do I speak up for myself and get my voice heard.
Okay. So, Paula, how long is the program?
The program runs for 2.5 days over a 3-week period. So it's 1 day a week over a 3-week period.
Okay.
We've got a number of programs coming up.
Right. I'll come to that in 1 second. But is the program expensive for the client to participate in?
Well, because of our funding structure, so we get some funding from the National Office for Suicide Prevention, we get some funding from very generous donors, and we also then do our own fundraising, and lots of people fundraise for it. And because of that, we're able to offer the programme at a very significantly reduced cost. So we offer the programme at €75, and that includes 2 facilitators for the 3 days. It includes all refreshments, lunches, on days 1 and day 2, all materials for the program. Our facilitators are all in supervision. They're all mentored in how to run the program, and fully trained. So it includes all of that. So it's €75 to do the program. But if anybody has a difficulty paying that amount, we're delighted to talk to them about that and to negotiate.
That's super, Paul. You couldn't ask for more. Certainly, that is truly facilitating the programme. So, can you give our listeners a list of dates and locations of some of the programmes that are coming up?
Yeah, we have two programmes that we have that we're actually taking applications for at the minute. And one of those is running on the Fridays, the 16th, 23rd and of February and the 2nd of March, and that's in St Andrews Resource Centre in Pier Street. And the other one is running on Saturday, the 14th, 21st and 28th of April, and that's running in the Carmelite Centre in Ainger Street in Dublin. And we will have lots more dates coming up on our website. And people can go onto our website, find out a bit more about RAP, and they can book a place on the programme directly from our website.
Okay, Paula.
And that's www.suicideorsurvive.ie.
Got it, okay. So I take it that a client does not come away with a set qualification after this course, but just an understanding of how to deal with their own emotions and with their own situation. Is that would be correct?
Yeah, it's not a qualification. They do get a certificate to show that they've attended, but it is it's really about people taking charge of their own mental health and developing their own wellness action plan. So by the end of the programme, people will have made a start on developing their own wellness action plan, and they'll know how to continue to build their plan going forward. And we take 20 people on each programme, so we find the participants learn a massive amount from each other.
Right, okay.
On the program.
Got it.
Yeah.
So is Suicide or Survive a charity, and how are you funded?
Yeah, we're a charity. We are funded, we have a number of different funding sources. So we get some of our funding from the National Office of Suicide Prevention. We get some of our funding from donors. So the Iris O'Brien Foundation has been a fantastic funder of ours over a number of years, fantastic donor to us. We run our own fundraisers, and we also have people, most wonderful people all over the country who do the most amazing things to fundraise for us. We had two ladies there last year who cycled around Ireland in a race. We have people who swim, people who run, people who do run coffee mornings, people who do all kinds of things to raise funds for us. So,
right.
So that's really how we receive our funding.
Okay. And have you any fundraising events on the horizon that our listeners should be aware of, Paula?
Well, we don't have any major fundraisers ourselves coming up, but people can text to donate, and the details of that are on our website. And the details of any fundraising events that other people are doing, that if people want to support those, are on our website as well. And if anybody wants to fundraise for us, we're only delighted to support them to do that. We have September is one of our big months for fundraising, so we run our national tea break campaign in September, and we encourage people to have a cup of tea and a chat, and to invite their friends in to raise some funds and to break down stigma about mental health, to include mental health in their conversation. So September is our big month for our fundraising events.
And just one thing for our listeners, does Suicide or Survive have a 24-hour emergency helpline, say similar to the Samaritans, or do you provide that type of service?
We don't provide a helpline service, no. We provide a number of programmes. So our Eden programme, which I spoke about already, and the RAP programme, which we've just spoken about. We also run one-day wellness workshops in partnership with organisations throughout the country that are open to the public. And that they're really one day for people to take time out to prioritise their mental health and to start to learn some very simple, practical and effective tools they can put into practice every day. Just like brushing your teeth. You know, we brush our teeth to look after our dental health every day. Most of us don't do anything to look after our mental health every day.
Yes,
and then we also have our supporters program, which is for people who are supporting somebody who's struggling with their mental health. So family members, friends, neighbours, work colleagues who are interested in, who are trying to support somebody with their mental health and maybe are struggling to do that. So that teaches people skills of how to support, but also self-care skills of how to look after yourself. And we offer programs into organisations. So because the workplace is a massive, you know, people spend a lot of time at work, and very often their mental health is struggled while they struggle with their mental health while they're at work. So really, we're interested in trying to change the culture around mental health in the workplace, so that people can be supported when they're struggling with their mental health and stay in work if they can, and take time out if they need to, and return to work. So we're encouraging organisations to actually create an open culture around mental health in the workplace, because it is a really important workplace issue.
Yes.
But no, we don't provide a helpline. We encourage people to use the other helplines like the Samaritans. Samaritans is the most amazing service, and I would encourage everybody to have the Samaritans number at the tip of their tongue, 116123. And they're available 24/7. And there are lots of other organisations that provide helplines as well.
Okay, Paula. Paula, last, is there any particular point that we've not covered in the short talk that you would particularly like to highlight yourself?
I suppose the main thing, Michael, is that, you know, mental health belongs to all of us. And we need to start talking about mental health.
Yes, and it's a natural part of our body, like looking after our teeth or looking after our fitness and so on. Okay, last, Paula, can you give our listeners the contact details for Suiciders 5 just one last time? And just in case they'd like to maybe apply for a place on the RAP course or just get in touch with you for fundraising.
Sure, yeah. Our website is www.suicideorsurvive.ie. The office number is 1-890-577-577, and any of the team in the office will be able to help anybody out with anything that they're looking for.
Superb, Paula. Listen, thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM. So bye for now.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Michael.
It is too, Paula. Look forward to talking to you soon. Bye bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye bye.